This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 8th. Well, wheat markets started out firm yesterday, but struggled to hang on to those gains as the corn market started to push lower, and that was on the heels of crude oil getting some momentum to the downside. So crude closed at a four-month low, and that pulled corn lower, corn back down to its trading range lows. It also pulled soybeans off of their highs. They had had a pretty good run, and they ended up settling about mid-range. And wheat ended up with an outside day lower. So crude is the culprit from yesterday, kind of pulling all the grains lower. The night session has us bouncing back. However, we got wheat up about 8 cents in Chicago and Kansas City. Beans are back up 20. Corn is up 4. So corn regaining some of those losses from yesterday. And that's with crude oil down another dollar plus here this morning. So the grains starting to show some pushback against the weaker energy markets. In some export news, it looks like Algeria bought between 500,000 and 600,000 tons of wheat. They haven't specified who it's from. Yesterday, the talk was that at least the initial sales were going to the Black Sea, which primarily would be Russia. France is a typical seller as well. Now, the cost and freight price is quoted around $266, the purchase price. That would put France around a $236 FOB or Russia around a $240 FOB. So a fair amount of spread there, which is quite different than what their quoted FOB was from last week. France is, if that's who did the sale, they would be undercutting last week's offer by $15 a ton, and Russia would be 15 over. So these numbers are skewed in some both directions for these countries. But nevertheless, it is a pretty significant purchase and will give us a snapshot of where world prices are. Russian exports last week were estimated around 900,000 tons. That's down about 100,000 from their previous week. So they're still on a pretty rapid clip. Both Russia and Ukraine are going to be aggressive, trying to get as much grain moved out of the country as possible before the cold weather sets in. The winter will slow down Ukraine much more so than Russia, but it will still have an impact on the pace of Russian exports. In the war, speaking of Ukraine and Russia, it looks like, you know, we talked yesterday about Ukraine had hit one of a Russian ship in the Kerch shipyards. Looks like they actually destroyed a cruise missile carrier. So that's a pretty significant step. In fact, the reports are that it was a brand new carrier. So that's a pretty big win for Ukraine. Might have something to do with the support in the grains here this morning, but I think we'd be a lot higher in wheat if they really were doing some damage to Russian ships. Now, that's a military ship, of course. We need to see damage being done to some of the ports in Russia before the wheat market gets too concerned about the flow of grain into the world pipeline. Got a crop report out tomorrow, supply-demand. I don't see any big changes coming for wheat. I don't think USDA is going to adjust numbers there. We're pretty much on pace to meet their export projections. We already have the final summary for the small grain, so don't expect big numbers in wheat. Could see something bigger coming out of the world numbers, primarily Argentina and Australia, as we try to fine-tune their production estimates. Probably we'll see more fine-tuning going on with corn and soybeans here. But again, we don't look for any big changes out of this report. But I'm sure the market's going to be fairly quiet in its trading action until we get these numbers behind us. Weather-wise, it looks like Brazil is still pretty much stuck in its pattern of hot and dry in the north and central parts of the country, southern part getting way too much rain. We are seeing the soybean market pick up here again, just breaking above yesterday's highs before the market started to pull back yesterday. So, you know, we're not giving up. The market's been on a pretty decent run here, but it's just steady grinding its way higher based on these weather forecasts. You know, we really do need to see a change in the pattern as we get into December at the latest, or else we've got a bona fide weather market on our hands, and you're going to see way late soybean plantings or abandoning acres to other crops or just not at all. And that's going to push corn planting back as well. So that's a big deal, not only for soybeans, but also for corn. Short term, with the market looking like it's bouncing back quickly after yesterday's push down, I think it tells us that we're probably confirming longer term lows have been established in corn. For wheat, you know, KC and Minneapolis just continue to lead the way lower. Those are your quality crops. Chicago, I thought was going to continue on down and probably put in new lows, but with the snapback today, I don't know. The wheat market really is struggling to find a direction. It's certainly in a more of a basing pattern for Chicago, but KC and Minneapolis have been on a fairly distinct trend down. And that's why I thought Chicago would ultimately follow. But they're basing sideways too for the last week or so. Nevertheless, I think from a seasonal timing perspective, exports are going to start slowing down out of the Black Sea, and that removes a lot of the pressure on world prices. And I think our best shot of having some sustained upward rally here is during the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.